This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 19 for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Mindy Burback.
And I'm Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place that it is. And we have a fun episode today. Caitlin spent some time with 5th grade, 8th grade, and 12th grade students asking their advice for incoming elementary, middle, and high school students. That's going to be a lot of fun to listen to. I can't wait. Mindy, tomorrow is the last day of the 2019 school year.
Last day.
When little Melinda was running around, what was one of her favorite end of school year activities?
Well, I grew up in a very small school system, and that's so long ago. I think we also had field day, or I just remember being outside all day long, running around and doing all sorts of fun activities, stations and such. Field day was probably, I think we had like a track meet. I think it was like a full-blown track meet for elementary students, so that was fun.
I remember we would, and this seems like something that a lot of schools here do, we had a park in the middle of town, so we would all walk to the park and have like a big picnic lunch.
And
right. So I think the walk there and back burned as much time as actually being at the park, but that was like the thing that you knew. It was like we're at the end of the year, we're going to the park, so that was always a lot of fun.
And who knows this year with the weather and the forecast, who knows how many outside activities our kids are going to get to do tomorrow.
I think a lot of schools are trying to cram them in today. It's beautiful.
I know
out
I
today.
Was out taking photos today of some field days, so. Yeah, and that's probably one of my favorites here in Lincoln is doing the field days. I love going out and we get to see all of the things that schools are doing on the last day, and we get to capture those moments. But I think my all-time favorite here in Lincoln, Arnold Elementary, second and third graders get to walk across the street, Northwest 48th Street, to Bowling Lake, and they have Nebraska Game and Parks staff there to help them fish. So second and third graders at Arnold Elementary get to go fishing on their last day of school.
There's not too many schools that have a pond like right nearby
right
that they can go do that, and I love seeing the pictures come up for that every year. I've never been out there, but I have to go visit sometime.
Yeah, and there's some kids who've never even touched a fishing pole. This is their first time experience, and their look on their face when they catch that fish for the first time is priceless.
Is it all the grades that do that? Or
I believe it's just second and third grade.
It's second and third grade. Well, that's a lot of fun. What's going on the website?
Well, we've got a lot of stories wrapping up here at the end of the year. Of course, it's graduation time. We had the Voice program celebrating their year-end celebration with nearly 40 students who participated in the Voice program. Voice is the Vocational Opportunity and Community Experience. And they were presented their high school diplomas on Monday night during a special celebration at Bryan Health Medical Center. The mission of the Voice program is to prepare students with disabilities, primarily in the ages of 18 to 21, and they are able to gain the skills and connections they need to facilitate a positive transition into the adult living. This is a program, Brian, that started more than 25 years ago here in Lincoln, and currently it serves about 110 students. And again, these students are gaining valuable life experiences at 13 different sites throughout Lincoln, including Bryan Health Warehouse, Duncan Aviation, the Food Bank of Lincoln, Hy-Vee, and the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
It's fun to be in places around town where these programs run and to see those students at work and learning those skills that are going to serve them all through life.
All through life. And so that's always a fun graduation ceremony to go see. And they give some awards too based on past alumni who have come through that program. Also on our website, another graduation, Yankee Hill. They had their program on Friday. I got to go out there and be a part of that program and cover it, taking photos and videos with Jason Keys. We had 11 students this year graduate from Yankee Hill. They've met their requirements. They can also walk with their high school classmates at their home high schools, but this is a special ceremony to honor their time here at Yankee Hill. The theme this year at the Yankee Hill Education Center has been Decide, Commit, Succeed, and Eric Witt every year does a great job speaking to these students, and he said it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And dream big, continue to make decisions with a purpose, continue to commit to your core beliefs, and success will surely follow.
You know, we've spent a lot of time through these podcasts focusing on some of our special programs, and it is such a great thing here in Lincoln that we have, you know, not just the traditional way that students can go through the program, but we have these little niches where it's like, hey, you know, that's not working out. How about we go try this? and for students to be able to find a place that they can succeed, you know, they can carry that success on into the rest of life.
And that was part of the messaging that was brought to them during that ceremony. Also on our website, kind of a fun story, lots of reading leads to sticky situation at Rousseau. There's a full photo gallery thanks to Jason Keyes. He headed over there because the students at Rousseau read over 841,849 minutes during the school year. That is quite a lot of minutes of reading. And I think they had a lot of fun doing it. But because they met that goal, they were rewarded with an opportunity to duct tape the principal, Wendy Badge, and assistant principal, Wendy Berry, to the gym wall during an all-school assembly on Tuesday.
Have you ever been at one of these things where they tape people to the wall?
I have seen it. I've not been taped to the wall, but I have seen it done.
It's amazing when they pull the chair away and they're just like stuck there.
Duct tape really does do everything. It's amazing. And it's very colorful. There's lots of great photos there. Go check it out on our website. Also on our website, it is a tradition. Every year, our communications director, Mary Kay Roth, sits down with two graduating seniors and two retiring staff members, and they discuss their final words. It's kind of an inspiring look back at their time here with us at Lincoln Public Schools. So we've got four of those videos. One is being released every day. On Monday, it was Jane Holt, Lincoln East High School librarian. On Tuesday was Mayum Boom. He's a graduating senior from Lincoln Southwest. Today was Tatum Custer. She's a Northeast graduating senior. And tomorrow, a very, very inspirational interview with Joanne Harrington from Belmont Elementary. So go check out those final words.
I love looking forward to those every year. And just like we were talking about other ways that you know that the school year is over, final words has become one of those things where it's like, you know, we're at the end.
We're at the end. And they were such great interviews. We try to cut them down to only between 5 to 7 minutes. Doug Dickinson had a hard time editing them. So let me tell you, coming soon to a podcast near you, we are going to run those full interviews with those four individuals.
Can't wait.
Also, it's the last day of school activities. We say last day, it's really last week because we have so much going on the last week of school. We have highlighted some of the things going on in our schools, and you can check it out. It's one of our very favorite pages of the year. Follow everything going on across the city, and you can participate. We want to hear from you. So if you have photos or a status on your social media feed or a video, you can tag us at lps.org. You can on Instagram or Twitter, you can hashtag last day LPS. You can even submit on our last day page. You can submit content to us. We will try to get those up on our page and check it out. You can see all the activities and things that people have submitted from across the city of Lincoln.
Yeah. And Twitter works too.
Twitter works too.
Yep. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the things. You know, this last week, as you were saying, so many end of the year celebrations, schools celebrating, students moving on, getting ready for new schools, new students coming up. Some of the stuff coming up this week, of course, tomorrow is the last day. I know my kids are just so excited. I don't know what they're excited as much about as if it's not going to school or if it's just not having to wake up in the morning.
I think that's it. Yeah, not right. Waking up in the morning.
I think they're a little scared of what they're going to do after they wake up, like they'll have nothing to do.
Or maybe too many chores to do.
That's right. It's like, great, you can go to the mower. Sunday, we've got our high school graduations. I'm going to tell you where all of them are here. We've got noon as the very first one. It's North Star at Pinnacle. 1:30 p.m. is Lincoln East at Bob Devaney. 3 p.m., Lincoln High at Pinnacle. 4:30 is Southeast High at Bob Devaney. And 6 p.m., Southwest High at Pinnacle. And then finally, 7:30 p.m. is Northeast High School over at Bob Devaney. And we've covered this the last couple podcasts. This will be the last time. Remember that they're all going to be streamed on our website, and they're going to be on LNK TV. And they'll also be on Facebook. So if you're following any of our high schools on Facebook, you're going to see that pop up and say, "Hey, there's a live event. You can watch it right there." If you're looking for them on TV, let's see, Pinnacle Bank Arena, those are going to be on LNK TV Education, which is ALO 23 Spectrum 1303 and Kinetic 1080. The Bob Devaney Center ceremonies are going to be on LNK TV City, which is ALO 2 Spectrum 1300 and Kinetic 1005.
It's going to be a very busy weekend, but a very exciting one. I know we all love to cover that graduation, and just to have it live streamed is another exciting thing. Well, it is the end of another school year, which means we start thinking about next school year. We really don't take a lot of time off during the summer.
We do not.
And during it's a time of transition for many, many students as well. So Caitlin Lucan went to several lunchrooms in search of the perfect advice for those students who will be attending a new school next fall. Whether it's a kindergarten student starting their educational journey with us, a fifth grader moving on to middle school, or an eighth grader moving on to high school. Let's take a listen.
Starting at a new school can be exhilarating and anxiety producing. Where am I going to sit? How do I find my classroom? What if everyone in the hallway is taller than me? Believe it or not, that one came up more than once. In search of answers, I talked to fifth graders, eighth graders, and seniors about the transitions from elementary to middle and high school. Students shared worries from their own first days and offered advice on navigating new schools, from making friends and learning good time management to dealing with haunted lockers.
Hi, I'm Nibana Gosh, and I've been at the school for 6 years.
6 years? That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a really long time. Ever since kindergarten.
So what school is this?
Everett Elementary School.
And you feel like after 6 years, are you kind of like a professional? You know your way around?
Yeah, I do. It's like I've been like all around this school, so like it's kind of like a second home to me.
Oh, that's really wonderful. Do you remember what it was like your very first day 6 years ago when you were a kindergartner?
It was scary for me because there was like, I didn't know anybody there, and I kind of got scared and I wanted to go home. I almost started crying actually, but I like went into class and my teacher introduced me, and then that's when I kind of started to feel like I was at home.
If you could go back to that day and give yourself some advice about how to do well in elementary school and how to get to that place where you feel like it's your second home, what advice would you give yourself?
I'd say, like, be yourself and, like, don't let anybody, like, get under your skin and, like, just make friends that'll help you and, like, help you develop through life.
That is all such good advice. Do you know where you're going to middle school next year?
I'm going to Park Middle School, so I'm going to be a Panther next year.
Panther Pride, that's very exciting. How do you feel? Are you excited, nervous?
I'm feeling excited. It's just like I'm nervous for my friends, like if they might get into fights, or like I'm nervous of forgetting my locker combination.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say or any other advice for kindergartners who are totally new to school?
Just make good friends and just be yourself. Don't let anybody get in the way of you succeeding.
Okay, can you introduce yourself for me?
Eli.
And what grade are you in, Eli?
Fifth grade.
Cool, so you're in fifth grade here at Everett Elementary, right?
Yes.
So I'm here today because I'm looking for advice from fifth graders who are about to go to middle school for kindergartners who are coming in fresh. Do you remember your first day of kindergarten?
My first day of kindergarten? No.
That's fair, it was a long time ago, right?
Yeah, I only remember some parts of kindergarten.
Do you remember like the things that you were like nervous about or didn't know?
Yeah, like some of the activities, like if we were gonna have massive homework or if I was gonna get any friends.
Yeah, those are kind of big things, huh? Do you have any advice, like if you could go back and talk to your kindergarten self through time travel, what would you tell yourself? Like, what advice would you give?
Just maybe, like, I'd say it doesn't really matter if you have friends. Just try your best in the grade. Just don't think of the negative things of it and think of the positive.
That's really great advice. How do you feel about middle school next year?
Nervous.
What are you nervous about?
Because some of my friends might move away and I'd never see them again. And there is this like joke that people make at Park where there's this 301 locker, and then on the right side of it, it goes to 3,000. So they call it the haunted locker, and there's no key to it.
All right, can you introduce yourself for me?
My name's Victor.
And what grade are you in, Victor?
Fifth grade.
That's very exciting. So as a fifth grader, you're about to promote and go to middle school, right?
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
I'm growing up fast.
Does it feel like it's going fast?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm curious, do you remember what it was like your first day of kindergarten? I know that's a long time ago.
Yep. I cried on the first day when my mom brought me here.
If you could go back to and talk to your kindergarten self, if you could time travel, what would you tell yourself? What advice would you give yourself about how to do well in elementary school?
That you can do a great job by listening and paying attention to your teachers.
My name's Kiana Wiley.
And you're an eighth grader here at Loeffler, right?
Yes.
What has eighth grade been like?
Crazy. It's like really fun. And like, I mean, you learn a lot of things.
What do you think you've learned?
Like, how to be more independent.
That's a good feeling, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember your first day of sixth grade or your first day of middle school?
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was like nervous, kind of scary, but I knew most of the people that are going here.
That's got to make it easier.
Yeah.
If you could go back to that first day and give yourself some advice, what would it be?
To try to be on time to classes and, like, try to memorize, like, where the hallways are and, like, which classes you have and not to walk into the wrong one.
Yeah, that's never good when you open the door and it's just not at all what you were expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good advice. How do you think that you've changed, like, from how you were in sixth grade?
I'm more, like, responsible and like just like better, like keeping up, being like organized and stuff.
Yeah, those are really important skills. Do you know where you're going for high school yet?
Yes.
Where are you going?
Lincoln High.
Ooh, are you excited?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
It's just gonna feel like another day of sixth grade.
And you think?
Yeah.
Even in a different place, different people?
Yeah.
Do you have any other advice that you want to give for sixth graders or like people who are nervous about coming to middle school? Anything to tell them to make it easier?
On your first day, make sure you like, make sure your locker's closed because people will butterfly it.
Oh no, butterfly it? What does that mean?
Like, well, you know how you put a lock on?
Mm-hmm.
They'll twist it around.
Oh,
so the other way, and
so
you have to like go
can't
under
get
it.
To the dial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good advice.
And also to like get yourself a binder and like organize your classes, because if you don't get your homework in on time, you're gonna have to like serve team time, and that's like 30 minutes after school, and no one wants to be here after school.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Adara.
I'm Vanessa.
Wonderful. So this is kind of a first. This is a fun for a podcast. We're doing a double interview. Are you guys like really good friends?
Yeah.
Yes. So we're here at Loeffler today because I want to talk to eighth graders about the advice that they have for sixth graders coming in who are totally new to middle school. Do you guys remember your first day at Loeffler? What was it like?
Nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I don't remember like the like first day, but I was probably really nervous.
I was very short, so being surrounded by like 6-foot people was kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that you guys are eighth graders and you kind of are accustomed to middle school and you know what's going on, what advice do you have for sixth graders? Or like, what do you wish that you could go back and tell yourself to help you out when you are getting adjusted?
Brace yourself.
And like, pick the right friends.
Yeah, that's really good advice.
Like, don't just pick friends because they're popular, because they're probably not the best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably won't work out.
So how do you pick friends?
Like, just a person that's, like, real and doesn't act fake.
That kind of sounds not to be cliche or anything.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that, like, just act like how people want them to act.
Do you guys have any other advice for sixth graders coming into middle school?
Find a trusted adult.
That's really good advice.
Yeah, you're going to go through a lot of things throughout middle school, so to have somebody to depend on and talk to is really important.
Yeah.
Can you introduce yourself for me?
My name is Dominic. Do I have to say my middle name?
You don't have to say your middle name.
Okay. Livingston.
Okay. And you're an eighth grader here at Loeffler?
Yeah.
How's that been? How's eighth grade year been?
It's been pretty good, and it went by extremely fast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think like middle school in general has gone by really fast, or has it just been eighth grade year?
It has, actually. It went faster and faster as it went.
Mm-hmm. How do you think that you've changed
from when you were a sixth grader, like first coming into middle school and everything is new?
Well, when I first started in sixth grade, I was pretty scared. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't really expect much to happen. But it kind of, like, changed over the past sort of 2 years, I guess.
Yeah.
I know I've matured a lot since then, and, like, I've thought more on what I want to do when I'm older. And I'm going to be the first out of my two parents to actually, like, plan ahead of what I want to do.
Yeah, that's really exciting. That's got to be a good feeling. If you could go back to that, like, first day of middle school when, like you said, you were mm-hmm. a little nervous, what advice would you give yourself?
I would probably tell myself to just stay calm, get through your work, and focus on school.
That's really great advice.
All right, can you introduce yourself for me?
Yeah, I'm Lazor Tott. I'm a senior at North Star High School.
A senior, exciting. You've kind of come to the end of the line. How do you feel about it?
Freshman year feels like it was yesterday. Like, it's just 4 years, but August 2015 feels like it was yesterday.
Do you remember what it was like your first day of freshman year? Can you describe it for me?
It was only freshmen, so I was like, oh man, this is a pretty big school, and the seniors and the upperclassmen haven't even came yet, so it was a new experience for me.
So what do you think helped you adjust? Like, what advice would you go back and give yourself about that first day, or, you know, kind of getting into high school life?
I wasn't too shy. I'd say I'm like the same person I was. I mean, I've done a little bit more stuff now because I'm a senior, but adjusting to, like, the new people, and, like, I'm good with talking to people, so meeting new friends was easy. You should just get to know more people, because you don't want to leave out your class by the time you're a senior, because you're the class of whatever year you are. You got to know the people in it.
Any more advice for eighth graders and other people coming into high school for the first time?
You should get along with your teachers, because having a good relationship with your teachers can translate to better success in class. I mean, at least I know that. Yeah.
Yes, I'm Kaylee Trumbull. I'm a senior at North Star High School.
A senior, that's exciting. How do you feel about it?
I definitely didn't see myself as one to get senioritis, but I'm definitely ready to move on. I'm excited for the next chapter of my life, so yeah.
I know it's a long time ago, but if you can, like, think back to your first day on freshman year, do you remember it? What was it like? What were you thinking and feeling that day?
Well, technically, like, my first day as a freshman would have been freshman first day, which is where no other students were in the building. And so that was super nice, because I'm a very much a planner. So being able to plan out where my classes were, how the flow of the day would kind of go, really helped. But that next day where all the students came in, I definitely just remember, like, kind of feeling overwhelmed, but also knowing that I have walked these halls before, and so I can do it even if there's, like, 50,000 more people in the hall. So that was definitely comforting.
Yeah, if you could go back to yourself on that day, what advice would you give yourself?
I definitely think I would tell myself to focus on my passions. I've always been kind of a people pleaser and doing, like, what I think others would want me to do, what I should be doing, what I should be focusing on. But it took me a little bit, but I finally got to the point of focusing on what I wanted to be doing. And that was, you know, theater and cheer and academics. And then once I established that, I was able to fully immerse myself in those activities and feel like I was getting out of high school what I wanted to and what I could carry with me.
That's lovely. That's really valuable advice. Do you have any more, like, generalized advice for eighth graders who are starting high school, which is kind of a big jump?
I guess grades are probably one of the most stressful things that I feel like I was worried about coming into high school. And so my biggest, like, general advice is to almost, like, build yourself a cushion in your grades so that if, like, something does happen and you're not feeling as confident when the final comes around, you have a grade cushion that you don't have to stress that much about. So just do your work, stay on top of it all, have a planner to be able to, like, stay on top of it throughout the whole year so that when the finals come, you feel a little bit more confident with your grade.
Can you introduce yourself for me?
Yeah. I'm Ty Scott. I'm a senior at Lincoln North Star.
A senior. How does it feel?
I'm kind of nervous to, like, step out and grow up a little more. But besides that, it's all pretty cool. I get to experience new things, like going to college and playing football in college.
Do you remember what your first day of freshman year was like? 4 years ago is a long time. But kind of, do you remember what was going through your head or the emotions you were feeling?
It was kind of being a small fish in a really big pond. Because when I got here, there was over 2,000 students at our school. And I just remember not being able to see my friends because I wasn't like short, but I just couldn't see over everybody else.
What advice, like on that first day when it was like kind of overwhelming, there's lots of people, like what advice would you go back and give yourself about high school?
Probably take some deep breaths and meet new people, because on the first day I never really talked to anybody and I was like, oh, I'll just let people make friends with me. Nah, you need to go out of your comfort zone and meet as many people as you can, because you're going to be here for a while. Like, it feels like a while, but you'll be here for a while. Like, I don't know.
What do you wish you had known?
Time management is probably the biggest one. It's like, you need to know when to do your homework and when to hang out with friends, because those two things don't mix very well. Honestly, what I used to do is I'd hang out with my friends and then do my homework, but that's definitely not the way to go. You have to do your homework first, because grades are always important, and your friends will always be there for you, especially when you're making good decisions and having good grades.
Yeah, that's really great advice.
I'm trying to think of anything else. Be on time to class, because that's always important, because most people, from what I've seen over 4 years, when you're late to class every day, you don't really get your stuff done, you don't know what you're doing, but when you're on time and paying attention, you figure everything out pretty easily in class.
It's fun hearing as besides their voices changing as they get older and becoming so much more confident in themselves, the elementary students so focused on, you know, the activities and friends and worried about having friends. And then as you get to middle and high school, you can hear their attention shifting towards academics and the schoolwork and worries about, you know, what's next, you know, what comes after that.
And I found it interesting that the middle school and high school kids both gave the advice of, you know, get along with your teachers, find a trusted adult, because they're going to help you get through. And I think that's something our staff here at Lincoln Public Schools, they work on. I mean, they understand that if a kid feels like they're connected to their school and they have somebody they can trust to go to, they're going to stick with it and they're going to do the best they can. And I thought that was interesting that both middle school and high school said, find that trusted adult that believes in you.
One of the middle school students for their advice was talking about memorizing the building. And I know my daughter, she's in fifth grade and she's going to middle school next year. And she's just got in her head, it's like, well, we've been changing teachers, you know, all the time. You know, it's no big deal changing classes. But it is a little bit different when essentially all of a sudden the entire school becomes a place that you're navigating on your own. And, you know, I know some schools are a little bit easier to navigate than others, but still to be able to just say, well, I've got to go all the way down there and go to this class, and then I've got to go all the way back here, and I've got to go to a locker. And one was talking about, you know, what if somebody butterflies your lock if you don't lock it, and you've got to learn this whole, you know, three spins to the left, two spins to the right, rigmarole. So much to
remember. To. It is different. Yeah. And I never heard of butterflying before until I had middle school students.
I had never heard of it at all until now.
My son, who is an eighth grader this year, was telling his sister at the beginning of the school year how to make sure that your lock is locked, because if it's not, kids will find it and they turn it around and they lock it upside down so that you are basically on your knees upside down trying to get your lock unlocked.
And everybody sees you doing it, I'm sure.
Everybody sees you doing it. Yes, butterflying. That was something I had learned this year.
How awful. If you didn't have enough other things to worry about. Well, that was just a fantastic thing from Caitlin. I can't wait to hear what she does next. If there's anything that you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything from today, except about how to butterfly somebody's lock, on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. Also, if you'd like to subscribe and get notified every Wednesday or the occasional Thursday when we push up a new episode, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Google Play, Pocket Casts, and Spotify. And links to all those also are on lps.org/podcast.
And don't think that we're going to take a break this summer. We're going to keep this going. We've got enough content. We don't slow down in the summer. So
yeah,
we'll bring you a new episode every week.
Stay tuned for those full-length final words that are coming up. That's all the time we've got for today and all the time we've got for this academic year, but we will be right back here next week. Thank you for joining us for Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.